60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Bracket Monday edition. Fortunately, the Badgers, they were an early exit in the Big Ten tournament, so the Badger game didn't get in the way of me spending time with my sweetie. I appreciate her taking me out of town. It was a great weekend, and I'm not just saying that for the sake of the radio. Most of the time, this weekend, great weekend. Hope yours was as well. Hope it's going to be a great show. As mentioned, Doug LaFollette, the Secretary of State of the great state of Wisconsin. I don't know if you know Fancy Brian, but my Secretary of State was featured on 60 Minutes last night.
I heard about that.
There's the Gableman.
The Gableman came out, and I think that's fantastic. It's a story that needs to be shared with the country.
Well, we're going to share parts of the story. I took many, many notes. See, I got my notes. Envelope. I do it like that.
Oh,
like
you got
Scott
an envelope.
Scott Walker used to draw Foxconn contracts.
I was going to say that's a lot more substantial than a napkin.
Well, I took notes, so you didn't have to watch it. Not really share-worthy. I mean, we'd have to play the entire 13-minute 60 minutes, so you can't really do it that way. But Gableman, the special sauce prosecutor, the let's roll back the electoral votes guy, well, he got his 15 minutes of fame and infamy last night on 60 Minutes. And we'll talk with our Secretary of State in the 4 o'clock hour, Dom as well at 5, as mentioned. But Fancy Brian, maybe it's just because my wife got me feeling all good this weekend, the time away, rested and recuperated. And hell, you know, we got some good news out of the Shaw. Now with a louder AM signal. Very excited about that.
Much more gooder. And still to be getting even better. Gooder and better. Very important.
You know, I care about those things. But here's what I care a lot about. The future of the world. You know, I got kids, hope to have grandkids someday. And there was a guy that wrote a book, and it's called The End of History. And, you know, sometimes I ask the question on this big radio show, what's the worst that could happen? Well, we haven't done the World War III edition yet. What's the worst that could happen? Could get pretty bad. Could get pretty bad. But let me tell you, Fancy Brian. You know, maybe it's just the good mood, but I'm feeling pretty good. And the guy that wrote the book, End of History, is optimistic. And the thing that is making us optimistic, the Ukrainians and the resistance to Russia and what that could mean for America and the world. You know what? Up until now, been a long time since there was sort of a authoritarian leader in the world. Remember when there was a Cold War going on? You know, there was a bad guy. There was an evil. And we had democracy, the shining light of good. And then there was the alternative. There was communism. There was evil. You know, at least that's how we perceived it. And that's how we were raised as kids. You know, the Russians, bad. Americans, good. But we haven't had that shining example of what evil looks like. Not for a long time. We haven't seen it. You know, now I'm not saying there's not evil stuff that's happened in the world, especially in the Middle East, but it really hasn't happened. You know, we haven't seen world powers invading their neighbors. Not recently. Well, except Putin around the fringes. Let me read just a bit. Greg Sargent at the Washington Post, the plumb line. Could Putin lose? ? Here's why the End of History author is optimistic. I'm going to share some excerpts of this interview. Is Russia destined to lose in Ukraine? What would that mean for the future of liberalism and the West? Francis Fukuyama, the political theorist who developed the famous End of History thesis, is generating some buzz with a new piece that makes a stark prediction. Russia is heading for an outright defeat in Ukraine. How do you like that one? How about that for a little optimism on a Monday?
I read this yesterday, and it really brightened my spirits.
Well, I'm trying to brighten everybody's spirits. Feel good like I feel good. Fukuyama argues that Russian President Vladimir Putin badly miscalculated, underestimating Ukrainian resolve to resist annexation, and that Putin doesn't have the military resources to subjugate the whole country. This comes as fears are mounting that Putin, angry and frustrated, is escalating the civilian slaughter to industrial levels. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky just warned the situation is urgent. And if you've watched the videos, it's most certainly urgent. Yet Fukuyama remains optimistic, and not just about the near-term Russian defeat. He predicts such an outcome could have a world historical long-term implications. Here's a quick inset. A Russian defeat will make possible a new birth of freedom and get us out of our funk about the declining state of global democracy. The spirit of 1989 will live on thanks to a bunch of brave Ukrainians. The 1989 reference, of course, is to the end of the Soviet Union. In the end of history and the last man, Fukuyama argued that Western liberalism has triumphed over all its ideological competitors and would end up as the single form of government over the long term. The rise of illiberal authoritarianism around the world, including here at home, has led some to question that thesis. But Fukuyama's argument is more complicated than it's usually credited with being. So I asked Fukuyama, who has a forthcoming book on liberalism's struggles, to expand on his optimism. Optimism, I tell you, about Ukraine and the future of liberal democracy. And so they've got a little interview here. And I'm going to share some of this with you, our fair audience, right here on the Devil's Advocates radio show. Let's find the silver lining, people. The sun will come out tomorrow. Hell, spring has sprung here in this state of Wisconsin. It's glorious out there. Feels like spring. It was, like, cold. Saturday, I went on my little mini vacation. It was damn cold. It snowed overnight on Saturday. I wake up Sunday morning and go to put my stuff in the car. And there's snow on the ground, man. I got to worry about ice. I'm wearing loafers. I'm not prepared for this sort of wintry weather mix. But now the sun has come out, or at least the weather is warmed. It feels spring-like out here. You know, the northern climes. And I'm feeling great because democracy is on the march. And the Devil's Advocates is heading to the second half of hour one. Come back with us. 844-967-2789.
Was that pie I smell?
What a country! America, love it!